The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When most people conjure up an image of animal weapons, they probably think of big things like horns and tusks. And generally in nature, there does exist an arms race of sorts in which bigger is better. This is the case for what are known as sexually selected weapons, the kinds used by males to compete over mating rights with females. These are tests of strength, built for one-on-one fighting. But these weapons are not always as big as you might envision. Take, for instance, the dung beetles of East Africa. The most famous dung beetles do not sport any weaponry. They are smooth-headed creatures that often observe pushing their balls of dung back to their nests. What's crazy is that the males compete for female attention with the size of their dung balls. However, in the very same areas, if you dig just below the surface, you'll find a number of other dung beetle species, many of which do have very elaborate twisting and curving horns. That's because most dung beetles live a subterranean life, in tunnels just the right size for two males to duke it out over mating rights. These are no small contests. Dung beetle males are incredibly strong.
The 90-Second Naturalist is presented by Cincinnati Public Radio, with support from its members to spread the good news of our natural world.